Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Samachay, 10 lines from the top of Daf Samachay, Amud Aleph, at the new Mishnah. This Mishnah will continue to discuss the process and the procedure of bringing the Korban Omer, and we know that the Korban Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach, which is the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach, and on the night of Tazayin Nisan, they would cut enough barley to be used for the Minchas Omer. And in the first Mishnah of the Perek on Daf Samach Gimel and Beis, we already saw a machlikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Chachamim as to how much grain they would actually cut, and as we previously mentioned, the Baisusim did not agree as to when Shavuah should be. They understood that when the Pasuk states B'machos HaShabbos, that this doesn't refer to the day after Yontiv, and instead it always refers to the day after Shabbos. And as we know, the Tzedukim and the Baisusim, as well as the Talmidim and anyone that followed them, did not believe in Teri Shabbat Peh, specifically because of this reason. So therefore, the Chacham wanted to make sure that when they actually harvested the barley, they would do certain things in order to make sure that people knew that the Baisusim were incorrect, and Lahitzi Meliban Shel Baisusim, and our Mishnah begins, Ketzen Heidaisin, that what was the procedure when bringing the Korban Omer, and the Mishnah tells us, Shluche Bezdin Yoitzim Erev Yontiv, that Shluche Bezdin went out to the fields on Erev Yontiv, meaning on Yudal Nisan, Ba'isin Oisik Krichus B'mechub L'kaka, Kadeshi Neich Likzar, and they would make sure to bundle up the barley stalks while they were still attached to the ground, and as Rashi states, Korchen V'Kosh and they would tie a full fistful at the top of the stalks in order to make it easier to harvest on Matzah Yontiv, and Kol HaYoris HaSmuchas Hashem Miskansel Shisham, closer to the end of the day on Yontiv itself, all the people from the cities that were in that area, they would gather to that field Kadeshi Yeniktza Be'isa Gadol, in order to make sure that they would actually harvest the barley while there was a big group over there, in order to be mefasim that they're cutting the barley on Matzah Yontiv. And as Rashi states, Shevinu Baisusim, Shev Matzah Yontiv Kaitzunay Son, the Baisusim Loi Moidu can refarish the Kaman. And the Mishnah continues, Kivin Shech Shicha, and once it became dark, and Yontiv was now over, so Oimolahen, Ba Shemesh, so the person that was about to cut the stalks would say to the group, did the sun already set? And Oimrim Hain, and they responded that it's already dark, and once again he asked, Ba Shemesh, and once again Oimrim Hain, they responded that it already is dark, and as we will see later on in the Mishnah, this process was actually done three times, and he continued and stated, Magalzu, should I cut it using the sickle, Oymerhin? And once again, they responded in affirmative. And once again, he asked, Magalzu, should I use the sickle, and Oymerhin? Then he continued with the procedure, and he asked them, Kupazu, should I place the stalks into this basket? And once again, Oymerhin? And he asked this again, Kupazu, and Oymerhin? And as we stated, this was done three times. And the Mishnah continues, Bashabbos, and if it was also Shabbos, Oymerhin? So you'd say to them, should I also cut it even though it's Shabbos and even though it is an Issa Malacha? And once again, they responded in the affirmative that he could cut it even though it's already Shabbos. And once again, he asked Shabbazu. And once again, they responded, and as we explained, they did this procedure three times. And this part of the procedure was done in order to be Mefasim Milsa, that's Mutta to cut the Oimer on Shabbos. And finally, both on Shabbos and during the week, continued, and he asked them, should I cut the barley? And they responded that he should cut the stalks. And once again, he repeated the question. He asked them, Exar, should I cut the stalks? And they responded once again, they should cut the stalks. And as we've already explained, the Mishnah tells us, Shalosh Pa'amim, I'll call Dover V'Dover. And each part of this procedure was done three times. And for each time that he asked them, they kept responding, yes. And the Mishnah explains, Kol Kach Lomar, why is it that he needed such a crowd? And why is it that they went through this entire procedure? And why is it that they repeated each step three times? And the Mishnah explains, and as we explained, because Baisusim stated that Ksiris Ha'imim doesn't take place on Matzah Yontiv, and instead it always takes place on the Matzah Shabbos after Pesach begins. And as Rashi states, Lefikach HaKreitzim Magbiyin Koylon, Dei Sheyishmu Baisusim Lohitzim Liban. And keep in mind that since in the Mishnah, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the Chacham taught us that every single day of the week, as well as if it fell on Shabbos, they would do the process with three people. So when the Mishnah states that they would say these things three times, it was actually said by each of the three people, and each of the three cutters would ask each of these questions one time. And our Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanon, that we learned in the Braisa, and we already saw this Braisa, Masechtas Tainis, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. This is actually from Megillas Tainis that was written by Hananya ben Chizkiah during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and lists over there are various Yom Tovim where the Yidden was saved or something positive happened for Klal Yisrael, and therefore they made a gzira and a takana, then on certain days it would be asa to fast, but it would be mutter to say a spadim, and there were other days that were greater yontiv, and therefore not only were you unable to fast, but you also were unable to say a spadim, and this is based on Rashi and Masechtas Tainis, as well as Rashi and Asugya. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem and Asugya that learns a bit differently. Our Gemara continues that the Braisa teaches us Einul Yomer Deleg L'Sanim B'Hayin U'Mitzasayin Deleg L'Mispoid B'Hayin, and this is a list of the Yom Tovim where it's also to have Tanesim, but would still be Mutter Benaspid, and then there are some Yom Tovim that not only is it also B'Tainis, but it's also to say a Spadim. And in Megillas Tainis it lists many different Yom Tovim, and our Gemara will focus on two of these Yom Tovim. And as the Braisa continues, Mireish Yachad Nisan Ad Tamnu Bei Yisaykum Tamida Deleg L'Mispoid, and from Rish Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan is considered Yontiv, and not only is it also B'Tainis, but it's also B'Hespid. The reason for that Yontiv is, and that day they were able to establish that the Korban Tumid should be brought according to Halacha, and as Rashi brings down, is Sukkim Tumidim Hukum HaTumid Al Mishpatai Kinnim Mifarash L'Kameh Deleg L'Mispoid. And as we will learn in a moment, we bring down a second Yontiv Umitamid Bei Vatsayf Meida, and from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, so he says Chagad Shvuei Deleg L'Mispoid. So once again, it was a great Yontiv, and not only was it also B'Tainis, but it was also B'Spedim, as they were able to establish the proper time for Shavuos. And as Rashi states, we explain this Braisa based on our Gisa of the Braisa, that in both cases the Braisa states the Deleg L'Mispoid. However, Ayin Rashi, who learns that in the second case where we stated, and Rashi is goes to label the Sana, that the only Issa was an Issa Tainis and not an Issa of Hespid. Once we see the rest of the Gemara, we will come back to this Rashi, where Rashi explains why the establishment of the Yontiv HaShvuas was not as great of a Yontiv as the establishment of the Korban Tamid. The Braisa now continues to explain why they had the first Yontiv, and as the Braisa continues, and the reason is, as the Tzedukim held that a Yochid could be misnadiv the money for a Korban Tamid. The money did not necessarily have to come from the Tzibur, and it didn't have to come from the Machzor HaShekel. And as the Gemara explains, my Dorosh, what was the basis for this halacha, as they dashed in the Pasuk and Parshas Pinchas that states, as a kevasecho tasa babika, ve'isa kevas hasheni tasa bina abayim, as Rashi explains, tasa is a loshin yochid, and the Gemara continues, maya hadriluhu, and what did Rabbanan respond to the Tzedukim? The Gemara explains that they brought the Pasuk and Parshas Pinchas that states, tzavas b'nei yisrael ve'mataleim es karboni lachbi le'ishai, reich nichaychu tishmuru lahakiv li b'moyadai, and as we know, the loshin tishmuru is a loshin rabim, and as Rashi points out, tishmuru loshin rabim, therefore the Rabbanan proved to them, she'yukulim b'yim mitchum salishka, that all of the tamidim shel shachar and shel b'nei abayim had to be brought from the Truma Salishka and from the Tzibur, and since the Chacham won them, therefore they made a yontiv. The Braisa continues to discuss the second yontiv, that mitamni be'vat seif meida iseis el chogad shvuei the loy l'mispeid, and as we've already mentioned, she'i by susan oimer matzeres achar Shabbos, as by susan claimed that every year Shavuot should fall out on Sunday and should fall out on Matzah Shabbos. And the Tapalan Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai dealt with their tainis for Amul Lahem, and he said to them, shoytim you fools, minay lechem, what is your makar that when the Pasuk states Mimachos HaShabbos, it refers to Mimachos Shabbos Bereishis, and it refers to Matzah Shabbos, v'loy hoya adam echad shayim mishivai, and there wasn't anyone that could respond to Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, chutz mizochin echad, aside for one older person, shayim mifatfei kenegdai, and he started fighting with Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, v'om, and he said to him, Moshe Rabbeinu oyv Yisrael hoya, that Moshe Rabbeinu surely was an oyv Yisrael, v'yedeh shat serisim echari, since he knew that Shavuos was only one day, and there is no chalamoid, and there is no second days of Shavuos, and lefikach, and therefore, om v'tikna achas Shabbos, k'dei sheyusol misangin shnei yomim ze'achazeh, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu got up, and he was misakin that Shavuos should always fall out on Sunday, in order that Klal Yisrael should have Shabbos and Sunday together, and should have a long extended weekend, that would increase that oinig Shabbos and oinig yontiv. And as Tesis states, om v'tikna v'akosh baruch hu hiskel mal yodoi, and tzarech bia, why Tesis had to make this point, and it could be that Tesis was pointing out, that we know based on the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, that Moshe Rabbeinu actually got up and added a day prior to Matan Torah, and instead of having Matan Torah on Vav Sivan, we had Matan Torah on Zayin Sivan, therefore when trying to make that point, so therefore they use the same svara that they knew that the Chum already used the svara b'negei shvuas. And number two, it could be that since we know that the Baisusim did not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, how could it be that based on Moshe Rabbeinu deciding to change something, that they would actually agree to that, and l'chayr this would be against the whole svara, and therefore Taisus points out that they also added in that we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu was masking to Moshe, and therefore it is not Torah Shebaal Peh, but Torah Shebiksav. The Gemara continued that in order to prove them wrong, Karla Mikrozeh, so Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai referred to this pasuk as the pasuk states at the beginning of Pashas Dvarim, Achad Asuyoy Mechir Der Chaseir at Kadosh Banea, and we continue on Daf Samachim Beis, the Im Moshe Rabbeinu Oyvisol Haya, and Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai continued that based on your point that Moshe Rabbeinu loved Klai Yisrael so much, and therefore he would actually change the Torah, so Lama Ichrim Bamidbar Bam Shana, so why is it that he kept Klai Yisrael in the Midbar for 40 years? And as Rashi points out at the top of the Amid, Sheim Hayim Moshe Melech Yisrael Derech Haseir Hayboyim Ba'achad Asiyayim L'Kodesh Shismuch L'Eretz Yisrael, and if Moshe would have gone through Haseir, he could have taken the trip in 11 days. Therefore we see that Moshe Rabbeinu either didn't love Klai Yisrael so much, or he actually doesn't have the power to change anything that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him. And Hagemara continues, Amoloi, and this by Susi told Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, Rabbi Bekachat HaPetrani, response is very weak, and do you think that with this response, you're able to win over me, and you'll be able to dismiss me? And as Rashi states, V'dichu ba'alma kamalei, that in the Chanami Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai only gave him a weak answer, Meshum dehu ha'yo'imed divrei Hevel, as Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai was just responding in kind, as this by Susi also only brought a divrei Hevel, and didn't really have a very good taina. And the Gemara continues that finally, Amaloi, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai responded to the Baisusi, Shaita, you fool, V'loi tei teri shleima shalanu kasicha b'teilu shalachem, that certainly I have a good response to your question. Our complete and perfect Torah cannot be compared to the sicha b'teilu that you actually speak about and that you try to use as your taina. Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai will now bring a proof that we are correct and we have to start counting the Omer from the first night of Chol HaMoed Pesach, not from Matzah Shabbos. And as Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai continues, that Kosov Echad Omer, then in Pashas Emor and Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Tezayin, the Pasuk states, Ad Mimachus HaShabbos HaShviyas Tispru Chamishim Yoyim V'yikravta Mincha Chadosh LaShem. And as Rashi points out, that the Pasuk uses the term Chamishim Yoyim and Mashma Yomim V'lei Shvuyas, and it's Mashma that we're counting days, and we're not counting exact weeks. And the Kosov Echad Omer and the previous Pasuk states, Svat Malchem Mimachus HaShabbos B'yoyim Aviyachom Es'oyim Atufa Sheva Shabbosis Tmimis Tiyena. And as Rashi states, Ushvuyas Leikari Ala Oysa Maschilos Be'ach B'Shabbos U'Messiah Mas B'Shabbos, and we only refer to something as a week if it begins on a Sunday and ends on a Shabbos, and therefore it seems to be a stereo between these psukim. And Haketzad, and how can you explain the psukim? And Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai therefore explains, Kam B'yontav Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, Kam B'yontav Shecholiyos B'Emtzei Shabbos, that the psukim are specifically teaching us that certainly there are times when Shavuos will fall out on Matzah Shabbos, and that is only if Yontav was on Shabbos. However, the pasuk specifically tells us, Tispiru Chamishim Yoyim, there are times where Shavuos will fall out during the week. That is, if Pesach didn't fall out on Shabbos and it fell out on any other day of the week. And as Rashi states, Ha b'yontav rishon shel Pesach shechol b'Shabbos, the machrosoi ech b'Shabbos tu yoyim avos eimer maschil limonois ad seif acheshboin the hashto mesukim shev Shabbos is tmimos tiyena. And when the pasuk states Tispiru Chamishim Yoyim b'yontav shel Pesach shechol yoyis b'emse Shabbos, that is in any case where the first day of yontav of Pesach fell out in the middle of the week, the maschil limonois l'machrosoi and mesukim kro the chamishim yoyim. Therefore, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai brought a raya against the Baisusim, as Alma maschil limnois me'echer b'Shabbos. And before we continue, Rashi states, "Lo tei teri shleima shalanu litchais adam bekano v'kash kesicha b'teilu shalachem." The lano yesh raya, v'lachem ein raya. And ayin and tap teisus and asamachem beis in diba masal kosav echer imet tispu chamishim yoyim. And teisus bothered by the obvious and famous question. That certainly we know that we only count 49 days and not 50 days, and that is actually Sheva Shavuos, and therefore Taisa asks this question, Arsugya, and Taisa brings two terutzim as to how to explain this pasuk, Ayin Sham. And let us keep in mind that although Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai brought this raya against the position of Baisusim, however, on Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph, Gemara will actually explain that we actually use these two psukim for two other limudim, and as we will see in Daf Samach Vavam and Aleph, that by it taught us in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, based on these two psukim, we learn that mitzvah l'mimne yayme, mitzvah l'mimne shvuyeh, ayin sham, and our our Gemara will now continue, bringing another four responses to the Baisusim's position. And our Gemara brings a simin, Rabbi Leza Sefer, Rabbi Shua Moiner, Rabbi Shmuel Ma'amer, and Rabbi Huda Lamata simin. And as the Gemara continues, Rabbi Leza Imen Yitzorach, the Rabbi Leza explains that we don't need the explanation of Rabbi Chaim Zakkai, as a Reu Imer, as a Pasuk and Pasha Shevtim states, Shiva Shavuos Tispur Lach Me'achil Chomish Bakomo Tocher Lispo Shiva Shavuos. Zok Rabbi Leza, that since the Pasuk says Tispur Lach, that should be counted for you, and it doesn't say Tispur Lachem, which is a Lashon Rabbim, so therefore it's Mashmar that's telling us that this count is Tolly in Bezdin and not Tolly in the Hamoin Am. And as Rabbi Leza explains, Sphira Tolly in Bezdin, that this count is Tolly in Bezdin, Shehim Yodin Lachadesh, as they are the ones that know how to calculate when Rish Chodesh should be and when we start a new Chodesh. When the Pasuk states, Mimachos HaShabbos, certainly means Machos Yontiv, as Yontiv is a day that's set by Bezdin, by them deciding when it should be Rish Chodesh. And certainly Yotzev Shabbos Bereishis, says Sphira B'chol Adam, that certainly the Pasuk is not referring to the day after Shabbos Bereishis, as that count is known by everyone, and it's not Tolly in Bezdin. And as Rashi explains, that Yontiv, the Sphira is Tolly in Bezdin, she Bezdin Kriven HaMoyedeis, B'tzarech L'shol, Emesai Chol Yontiv Rishon Shel Pesach, she Maschel Limneis HaSphira Mimachreis, Yotzev Shabbos Bereishis, Shabbos Mamish, she Sphira Asa Tolly in B'chol Adam, she Ein Tzarech L'Adam L'shol Bezdin, Emesai Chol Yom Rishon, El Mamtin at Shabbos, she B'techa Pesach U'Maschel, and this Sphira Sa'im is determined based on Shabbos Bereishis, then there will be no need to have any determination from Bezdin, and people will be able to determine the proper day by themselves. Gemara continues with the third explanation and the third response to the Baisusim. Rabbi Shua Imer, Rabbi Shua explains, Amr Tayyar Mane Yom Vekadish Chodesh, Mane Yom Vekadish Hatzeres, Mach Chodesh Samach Lubiyasi Nikar, Af Hatzeres Samach Lubiyasi Nikares, and Soma Nak Goyers, the next words of Vim Tayyar Hatzeres Lo Ilamacha Shabbos, Ichtehein Nikares Mishilofnea. And Rabbi Shua explains that since the Tayyar tells us Benegay Rish Chodesh, that one should count the days of the month, and they should make sure there's at least 29 days in every month. And as the Pasuk states in Pashas Baal Yischa, Ad Chodesh Yomim, after 29 days, the Torah tells us to be Mekadosh Reish Chodesh by bringing Karbonais and by bringing a Kar Musaf on Reish Chodesh. Similarly, we find that the Torah tells us to count the days prior to Shavuos and to count 50 days and then be Mekadosh Shavuos by bringing Karbonais Musafim. Therefore, there's a Hekesh between Reish Chodesh and Shavuos. And just like when counting the days of a Chodesh, we know exactly when to start the count, as it starts right when there's a new moon. And as Rashi states, Machodesh Samach Lubiyaser Cheshboin Nikar Meimasei Taschel Limnayis Dahinu Miyom Chavtes Mishas Meilu Alavana. Therefore, when counting 50 days towards Shavuos, then it will be clear when to start the count. And as Rashi states, Afaseres Samach Lubiyaser Minyan Chamishim Nikolam Miyom Kavua Sheaschil Limnayis Bayi Dahinu Machzontiv Rishayin. And it's very clear to people as to when they should start counting 50 days towards Shavuos. Shemamtinin Adlacha Shabbos, as if we will say that you have to start counting only on Sunday in Shom Heker Yom Kavua. So there's no calendar date that's exactly the time to start counting. The Pam Shemaschel Lumnos B'Tazayin, Pam B'Yudzayin, and Pam B'Yudches. The Gemara continues with the fourth raya against the Beis Susim, as Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, as Rabbi Shmuel teaches us, Amr Teira Havei Oimer B'Pesach Shtei Alechem B'Atzeres. They should bring the Korban Oimer on Pesach, and you should bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, and Malalon Regel Tchilas Regel, Afkan Regel Tchilas Regel. And since on the Yontif of Shavuos we know that the Shtei Lechem and the Shtei Kivsei Atzeres are brought on the first day and the only day of Shavuos, therefore the same applies to the Korban Omer. The Omer is brought on Yontif and at the beginning of Yontif. And Rashi points out, Im Namtin Avlacha Shabbos, and if you wait to bring the Korban Omer until Sunday, Pam Shoy Sabah B'Sefer Regel, so at times it would actually come at the end of Yontif, and on Shmini Shel Pesach, you're going Shechol Pesach B'Shenim B'Shabbos. Certainly, Rashi could have also pointed out that it would come out that sometimes the Minchas HaOmer would actually have to be brought after Yontiv and would not be brought on Yontiv at all, as if Pesach would start on a Sunday, then Mimachos HaShabbos would be the next Sunday. That would be after Pesach is already over, and as Taisa states in Dibur Maskel, Malalon Regel, Uldvrayim Zimnin Dehavi Acha Regel, and as we explain, Kagoin, the Chol Pesach Be'echel B'Shabbos, and Ayin in Taisa Dibur Maskel, Regel Utchilos HaRegel, Taisa is bothered, how could the Gemara want to compare the Yontiv of Shavuos to the Yontiv of Pesach if the Yontiv of Shavuos only has one day, and certainly the Korban has to be brought on that day? And Taisit explains, Afagad that Teres Yom Echad. However, since we know the Yeshul Chagigasa Tashlum in Kol Shiva, that you're allowed to bring the Korban Chagiga for 7 days, and there is Tashlum in Kol Shiva, so Shaykh Batchilos Regel, therefore it's possible to say that the Shtei Lechem, which is brought on Shavuos, is brought at the beginning of the Chag and not during the days of Tashlumin. The Gemara continues with the fifth response to the Beis Susim, as Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Omer, Nemar Shabbos L'Maglev and Nemar Shabbos L'Mato, and in Pashas Emor and Parak Chav Gimel, Pasuk Tazvav, the Pasuk speaks about the Korban Omer, and the Pasuk states, Usfatim L'Chem and Machus HaShabbos, Miyomar V'yachem as Omer Tufa Sheva Shabbos is Tumim is Tiena, and the next Pasuk in Pasuk Tazayin, the Pasuk speaks about the Shtei Alechem, and the Pasuk states, Admi Machus HaShabbos HaShviyas, Tispu Chamishim Yoyim, V'yikraft Mincha Chadosh L'Hashem, and both Psukim mention the word Shabbos, and therefore we have a hekesh between these two Psukim, and as Rashi points out, that certainly when the Pasuk that discusses the Shtei Alechem, which is the Pasuk that's called the Mato, as it is the second Pasuk, and when it states, Admi Machus HaShabbos HaShviyas, so certainly the word Shabbos means weeks, and the Pasuk is teaching us that immediately after you finish counting 7 full weeks, then you bring the Shtei Alechem. Therefore we learn, Malalon Regel V'tchilas Regel Samachla, Afkan Regel V'tchilas Regel Samachla, just like when the Torah mentions the word Shabbos B'negei the Shtei Alechem, the Torah is teaching us that the Yontif of Shavuos and the bringing of the Shtei Alechem should be right after that Shabbos. Therefore, when the Torah states the Lashon Shabbos B'negei the Omer, the Torah is teaching us that the Yontif of Pesach and the bringing of the Omer was right next to that Shabbos. And as Rashi explains, Almo Mimachus HaShabbos Machus Yontif Kamar, and therefore when the Pasuk states Mimachus HaShabbos, it must mean the day after Yontif and right after Yontif. And as we know that Yontif is called Shabbos, and as the Pasuk states B'negei Sukkos Uvi Yom Rishon Shabbosain, certainly Mimachus HaShabbos cannot refer to Shabbos Bereishis, as at time that Shabbos could fall out much later on Yontif and not close to the beginning of Yontif. Therefore, once again, we have a raya against the Beis Susim. Before we finish, let us point out that Tesis at the bottom of Daf Samachayim Aleph and Dibel Maskel Acharas Yoyim explained the Gemara differently than Rashi Ayin Shom, and similarly in Tesis on Daf Samachayim Beis, Dibel Maskel Machay Dishamach Lubiyasi Nikar explains the Gemara differently than Rashi Ayin Shom, where Rabbeinu Tam states Machay Dishamach Lubiyasi Shachaydish Nikar Masay Yireish Chaydish Dimyad Mixesira Beinu Nireis Kule Al Miyadish Ayoyim Yia Moiled Lumachi Katchu Bezan As Chaydish, and similarly Afat Seres Serach Shiyeh Nikar Viyadu Al Olam Zmanku Shasa Samach Lubiyasa the Hainu Maskil and Monais Bishisha Asa Benisan She Yitnu Einem Kamal Vana Gedele B'Chamish Lo Chaydish, and therefore Shiyur Besivan Ba'is Hashira Yadu Shalom Machi Skadish Atzeres Ayin and Tesis, and we will stop over here.